Blog Talk Radio.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/backtoschool and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm going to speak to the viewing audience and introduce you, my beloved sisters. So give me just a few minutes so I can greet them and allow them to know that this is a little different for me, because usually I do all the talking. And it gives me great privilege to be able to introduce you. To you all out there and my listening audience, live on Blog Talk Radio, as you know, I come on at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening to 9 o'clock. As you should be aware, that we are doing shows every day now for 2 hours a day. And we are trying to get it all together. We have about another week and a half to be able to go what they call in the military a dry run. So by March, we should have it all together. However, on behalf of New Africa Excellence Enterprise, LLC, I am Murad Muhammad. And you can find us if you go on Blog Talk Radio and just punch in New Africa Excellence, Murad Speaks. It gives me great privilege, and I am highly honored to be able to say something to the right. I always tell you I am so elated and so gratifying to understand that we could communicate. And we ask people in all walks of life. I'm not shocked and amazed that my Jewish brothers tune in, and surely I'm not shocked and amazed of our Christian brothers tune in. This is not just an Islamic radio broadcast. These are human beings with character, human beings that stands up in their spirit and in their soul. Regardless what religion you are part of, brothers and sisters, you have to understand that the nature of the human being does not change. We all was created from our father Adam, and we have his type in us. So whether we like it or not, we are brothers and sisters. Surely God has created us all to be different from one another so we can learn from one another. But the request of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, he asks us to reach back and bring our females from behind the door. For the females have ability unbelievable. As I stated last time I was on the air, that man means mind. But the female doesn't only mean mind, because she definitely has a mind. From the neck up, she is just as capable or better than the man. But the female's mind means womb. The womb of the creation of the human being is where we all come from. And I got a very distinguished guest on tonight, all the way from California. And she's a sister that knows pretty much everybody, from the Supreme Captain on down. And surely she knows the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And she was a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. Isn't that amazing that this young lady came from the vanguard to the SGT to being an asset to us in education and our curriculum of Sister Clara Muhammad? And I asked her with short notice, would she come on the air? And we only had a conversation for maybe an hour, because you know I love to talk. But she was able to say, without a shadow of a doubt, with no hesitation, I'll be honored to do so. That's what I like about these human beings that have grown up through the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He lifts this female up and put her on the pedestal that she should be on. So during that time, she had a master's degree, and she worked under other sisters that was, she don't like me to disclose her name. One day she will allow me to do so, and she was her assistant. But she went on to get her PhD. And yes, she's a doctor. And I want to introduce to you my beloved sister, a great specimen of a human being. And I'm talking about her mind. I don't know how tall, how short, how gorgeous she is, or how old she is. But I do know that Allah has blessed her with a beautiful mind. Because what comes out of that mouth, you can tell this is a lovely sister that is born in heaven while she lives. And this is Dr. Zakiya Muhammad. Are you there, my beloved sister?
Zakiya Muhammad is here, Brother Murad. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege, dear. I thought it would be better for you to articulate and give to our listening audience where you come from, how did you get the degrees, what college did you go to, and now that you're in retirement, what is your goal? I do know that Allah says work from the present all the way to the grave. So I know you're not stopping.
Well, alhamdulillah, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I first of all thank you so much for having me this evening. Pardon me. Thank you so very much for having me. And assalamu alaikum and peace be unto all of the listening audience. I am not in retirement, as you said earlier, from the cradle to the grave. Our task in this life is just to work, to serve the Almighty Creator to the best of our ability. But my physical life began in the mid part of the country, mid-South. I didn't really realize I wasn't born in the South until I met sisters and brothers from the South. I was born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland, and my alma mater is Morgan State University. I went there, and I should tell you, the most amazing thing about Morgan State University was when Muhammad Ali came to visit. And that really was an extraordinary encounter, to see him, to hear him, this wonderful specimen of humanity, to come and talk about al-Islam. So it was about the nation and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Muslims. It was really wonderful. But to make it short, after graduation, I went to New York City and worked for the Urban League, the NAACP, and eventually was blessed to encounter Muslims and came into the Nation of Islam from Temple Number 7.
Well, sister, you do not have to make it short. You have exactly 50 minutes to talk. And what I'm trying to do is to get you to speak more than me asking questions. And surely I do want to ask questions, but if you accept, it's going to be your show. And your show, you're going to have to do exactly what I'm doing.
Okay.
Every second, it costs us money. Every minute, it costs us money. And surely every hour. So we have an hour with you. When that clock hits 8 of your time, then our time is up.
All right.
I will continue. But I've learned so much in that hour about you. And then, of course, I read your resume. And it's impeccable in the heights that you have grown to in this society. But what I'm trying to do, inshallah, is to show the world in the way of radio how articulate, how intelligent, and how women, if we don't unite with them, we will not be successful. The Imam Steve Muhammad said, the reason why our brothers are catching hell outside this country because they left their women behind the wall. Well, you know, following the Alibis Muhammad, that's a myth if they think our females are behind the wall. And with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's son that came through his womb and through the womb of Sister Clara Muhammad, he was raised to understand that if you're walking around by yourself, you're a half a man. But if you go get your other half, you just completed yourself. Well, likewise in community, you women are our wives in community sense of the word. And you might want to see Muhammad, when you find a female like yourself that you can unite for as a community, is better than sex, is better than ego, and is better than money. So if you will continue to tell them, there's one thing to brag about yourself, is another thing to share with those that can you can motivate to be not just like you, but better. You have the floor.
Well, thank you very much. You're so kind to say that. Alhamdulillah. Well, I agree. I agree with what you said. And we have learned that the highest form of community life, I mean, the highest form of human existence is community life. And the tradition that the Creator has given us with regards to marriage and family and establishment of community, it is the ultimate guidance for human society and the true human freedom that we are endeavoring to reach. I was reminded as you were speaking about mother and how the notion of mother representing the real essence of who we are as women. What has happened over millennia, particularly in the last 50 years, I would say maybe more definitively the last 30, is this bifurcation of woman, so that mother has been presented not as as an image that is not attractive or progressive or beautiful, but woman has been highlighted as sexual, attractive, etc. So this bifurcation, this separation of mother from woman is really what has caused much of the chaos that we see in the society today. You know, in the Nation of Islam, we were taught there was a question answer that format is so powerful, and it really goes back to the Christian Church, the call and response. But the question was asked, can the devil fool a Muslim? And the answer is no. No, not nowadays. But there's some characteristics of that force that exists in the world that wants to take us away from God's guidance. And what it is fragmentation. So when we see the fragmentation of things in the society, we know already that represents something that's not going to be productive for human society, because the very notion of unity, of tawhid,